Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate 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 Vasudevaya.
Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 1, Supreme Lord is equal to everyone. Text 24.
Himsam
Abhimanena
Abhimanena
Danda
Danda
Parushayo
Parushayo
Yata
Yata
Aishamya
Aishamya
Iha
Iha
Bhutana
Bhutana
Mamaha
Mamaha
Iti
Iti
Artiva
Artiva
Himsatadabhimanena
Himsatadabhimanena
Dandaparushayoyata
Dandaparushayoyata
Vaishamyamiha Bhutana
Vaishamyamiha Bhutana
Mamahamiti Partiva
Mamahamiti Partiva
Himsatadabhimanena.
Only when a conditioned soul accepts the body as himself does he feel the effects of chastisement or praise. Then he determines one person to be his enemy and another his friend, and wants to chastise the enemy and welcome the friend. The creation of friends and enemies is a result of one's bodily conception of life. Vaishamyam iha bhutanam mamaham iti artiva. My dear king, the conditioned soul, being in the bodily conception of life, considers his body to be his self and considers everything in relationship with the body to be his. Because he has the wrong conception of life, he is subjected to dualities like praise and chastisement.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So most of you, I assume, are aware of the circumstances under which this statement is made. But for those of you who are not so familiar with the story to this point, we'll just give
a... Тех из вас, кто не до конца знаком с этой историей, мы расскажем.
Here in the first chapter of the seventh canto, Lord Krishna kills Shishupal. There was a Rajasuya sacrifice organized by Maharaj Yudhisthira. And the practice is at such ceremonies that before beginning, someone is elected to preside over the ceremony. So, it was Sahadev, one of the brothers of Arjuna, who suggested, let us select Krishna. That person who's meant to be, who is elected, is meant to be the most senior person, the most respected person, the wisest person who is there in that assembly. So, of course, the person who fitted those criteria the best there was certainly Lord Krishna. So when Sahadeva suggested his name, everyone was very enthusiastic. Because everyone there, they all knew Krishna. They knew who Krishna was. Immediately, spontaneously, everyone agreed, yes, this is the ideal choice. That was everyone except one person. That one person was Shishupal. Unfortunately, Shishupal did not understand or appreciate Krishna like the others did. So, Shishupal, he immediately stood up and objected. This is not possible. Krishna is completely unsuitable. And then he started criticizing Krishna in different ways. This is described at length in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. And if you've read the Krishna books, then you would have read that chapter. So Shishupal, he complained that the person who we select to preside over the ceremony has to be very respectable. Has to be a very high character. Don't you know about this Krishna? Don't you know that when he was younger, he used to dance with the wives of other women, of other men? He broke up so many marriages. He's got no morality at all. And the person who is selected for this post, they have to be a very reliable, stable type of person. No one even knows who this Krishna is. First of all, he's born in a family of cowherds. So that means he's meant to be a Vaishya. Now he's living here in Dwarka. And he's like a prince here in the big city. So he's trying to act like he's a Kshatriya. Sometimes he gets up and tries to speak philosophy. So it seems sometimes he thinks he's a Brahmin. Then sometimes he drives the chariot of his friend Arjuna. So then it appears he may be a Sudra. So we don't know who is this man. He doesn't know who he is. So how can we select a person like that? So he just went on and on and on. Sometimes he tells lies. Don't you know, when he was a young boy, he used to steal all the time. Every day he used to go out and steal butter. He had such a reputation for that. They even named him Makanchor, the butter thief. Yeah, so he's just not a suitable person in the slightest. Sometimes he would lie to them. Sometimes he would just sit around all day and just eat butter. So how can we select a person like this? It's not a suitable character. Shishupal, he just complained. Bitterly. Now, Shishupal, Krishna had given him one benediction. That you may criticize me 99 times. But if you criticize me 100 times at one time, then I'll kill you. But Shishupal, he just carried on. So didn't you hear what this person did? He killed a woman. Who was that? That was Putana. And he killed a cow. He killed two cows. It was Vatsasura and Arishtasura. He's a terrible person. Didn't you hear that his parents wanted to perform the Indra Puja? He stopped them. Stopped them just to worship a hill. What sort of foolishness is that? So he just complained and complained. Finally, Krishna told him, Shishupal, that is 90 times. First of all, he said
19.
You should just kind of relax. You should couldn't do it. And he got up to 99. Krishna told him, Shishupal, that's 99. You must stop now. Shishupal, he could not control himself. So then he spoke the 100th insult. So then Krishna took his Sudarshan chakra and cut off the head of Shishupal. And there is a spectacular picture. Have you seen that picture? Shishupal's head has just been cut off. So his body is still upright. The head is flying backwards. And he's got this expression on his face. Just utter contempt and hatred. So, in this way, Shishupal died. Then, in front of all these very respectable, very cultured people, then the soul of Shishupal just slowly came out of his dead body. Then it hovered there for just a few moments. Then it slowly moved to Lord Krishna, hovered around his body. Then that effulgent little spirit soul entered the body of Krishna. What does that mean? It means that Shishupal got liberation. Yes, he merged in the body of Krishna. So, all these people, they saw that. So many respectable people were there. Muni was there. Demigods were there. So it was a very impressive assembly of highly qualified people. So, when it seemed that Shishupal got this impersonal liberation, Maharaj Yudhisthira, who knew Shishupal extremely well, just couldn't believe it. How could someone like this Shishupal get liberation? He was just a terrible person. He had no character at all. What to speak of being a spiritually minded person? He was one of the most dedicated, ardent materialists I've ever known. He had absolutely no interest in any type of spiritual life. And particularly, he had no interest in Krishna, or at least in a positive sense. He simply hated Krishna. So Maharaj Yudhisthira, he went and asked Narada Muni that we have just seen this with our own eyes. You have seen it also with your own eyes. How are we meant to understand this? Something is very wrong. This demon, first-class demon, Shishupal, he has attained something which is normally extremely difficult to achieve. Even for people who are extremely pious, who have many, many good qualities, people who are completely renounced, have actually come to that point of having no material attachment whatsoever. Platform. Even people like that, sometimes it takes them many lifetimes to achieve this liberation. So how is it possible that this Shishupal achieved it? Then, you read, I think, over the last few days or so, how Maharaj Yudhisthira tells Narada Muni, some of his experiences with Shishupa. And this person, when he was just a little child, couldn't even speak properly. But instead of saying the normal things which little children try to say when they can't really speak very well. I think we all know, when children are very small and they're just beginning to speak, then they say things like mama, papa, goo goo, gaga. So, Maharaj Yudhisthira said that this Shishupal as a child, in the broken language of a child,
вот этим вот детским языком, детским языком,
all he used to do was criticize Krishna.
Даже тогда все, что он мог делать, это критиковал Кришну.
And as he grew up,
и когда он вырос, он просто продолжал заниматься этим.
He never said anything in his life about anything or anyone other than Krishna. But it was only negative.
Но все, что он говорил, было негативно.
If you asked him, how do you feel today?
Если бы...
Как дела? Сегодня. Then he would say, oh, I feel like I hate Krishna.
Он бы ответил.
If you asked him, what are you doing today? What's happening? Today, I'm going to avoid Krishna. Anything to do with him. So for his entire life, he never spoke of anything other than Krishna. But it was all completely negative. So of course, there's a long history behind that. That Shishupal, he was Jai, one of the keepers of Vaikuntha. And he and his associate, Vijay, they offended the four Kumars. Four Kumars, they were just little boys. Actually, they weren't just little boys, they were some of the oldest people in the universe. They had, by their mystical power, they had maintained their bodies as the bodies of little boys. Although actually they were old, they were great philosophers, great renunciates. In fact, they were completely Brahman viewers. They thought that if we grow up and become adults, then we're going to have to undergo so many material experiences. Particularly if we grow up and become adults, we're going to become attracted to the opposite sex. This is the greatest danger in material life. One may become attracted to the opposite sex and just be drawn deeply into material existence. They chose to remain in the bodies of children. They just walk around, they travel around everywhere. Little children. Even they normally don't wear any clothes at all. Like a very small child can may go anywhere with no clothes on. They don't feel any emotions about that at all. This doesn't really indicate a very elevated state of consciousness. Like the animals, actually. The animals also walk around with no clothes on. And they are not. They have no sort of attitude about it at all. Neither do they think that this is very good, I'm showing off my body. Neither do they think it's very bad that I'm embarrassing myself by doing such a stupid thing. They just don't even think about it. So like this, the four Kumars, they just travel around with no clothes on. They look just like little boys. So when they arrive, well, one time they met Narada Muni. Narada explained to them a little bit about Lord Narayan. So their dormant Krishna consciousness was aroused. And they became attracted What's this Narayan?
Кто это?
Oh, we'd like to meet this Narayan. He's very attractive and interesting. So because they are spiritually realized, they were able to enter the spiritual realm. They approached Vaikuntha. There they came to the gates and met the gatekeepers Jai and Vijay. So Jai and Vijay, they saw, here come these little boys, who are they? Children can be qualified in pure devotional service. There must be some mistake. Just send them away. So they stopped the four Kumars from entering Vaikuntha. And sarcastically, they sent them away. They look like nice boys. But why don't you come back when you grow up? So, the four Kumars, they're not little boys. They understood we are being mistreated here. These men are actually in Maya. So he cursed them to take birth as demons. So then, Lord Narayan, who was omniscient, he understood that this was going on. And he came to try and make some solution. So, he did not change the curse. I mean, he did not nullify the curse of the four Kumars. But he modified it.
No, literally.
Instead of Jai and Vijay simply going to the material world and simply becoming demons, he modified it and said, you can have a choice. Either you take seven births as devotees, or three births as demons, and then you can come back to me and take up your service again here at the gates of Vaikuntha. So, Jai and Vijay, they thought, we would like to get back here as soon as possible. They said, let us then take three births as demons. Then we can get back and get back into our service again. So there are a number of interesting points connected to all of this. One is that we might think that being pure devotees, that Jai and Vijay, they would prefer just to stay devotees. Yes, because the great devotees like Srila Prabhupada, they don't care where they are. They don't mind taking birth in the material world. As long as they can remain in the company of devotees and remain engaged in devotional service, they don't mind where they are. Yes. Just like Narottam Das Thakur, he sings. Tandara Charana Sevi Bhakta Sanevas Janame Janame Hoy E Abhivas. That my only desire is that birth after birth I can be in the company of devotees and serve their lotus feet. Yes, so he doesn't care. Will I be in Vaikuntha or Goloka or even in hell? And Lord Chaitanya, he also prayed like that. Mama Janmani Janmanishvare Bhavata Bhaktira Huitaki Tvai. I don't want any material things. Na Dhanam, Na Janam, Na Sundarim. I don't need a high birth. I don't need wealth. I don't need a beautiful wife. But what I do want is, birth after birth, to have unalloyed devotional service. Otherwise, that I don't need a good birth, or wealth, or a beautiful wife. I just want to go to Goloka Vrindavan. He's not praying like that. Neither did Narottam Das Thakur. They're quite happy to take birth again in the material world. There's one incident with Srila Prabhupada. When Srila Prabhupada was just about to leave this world, He was confined to his bed. So sometimes his godbrother, Krishnadas Babaji, would come and visit him. Normally the mood in Prabhupada's room then was very solemn, very grand.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. And everyone, they were having kirtan, but it was in that very serious mood. But then Krishnadas Babaji would come. He would jump on Prabhupada's bed.
Он запрыгивал на постель Прабхупады.
And just start joking with Prabhupada.
И начинал шутить с Прабхупадой.
And Prabhupada would smile and laugh. So that he would be speaking to Prabhupada in Bengali, which the devotees generally, most of them, didn't understand. So he was sitting there one day, joking, laughing with Prabhupada. Prabhupada was smiling. Laughing. Suddenly Prabhupada manifested a very serious expression. He pointed to his disciples. He said to Krishnadas Babaji, Tandera Charana Sevi Bhakta Sane Vas Janame Janame Vai E Abhilas. He repeated that, he spoke that verse of Narottam Das Thakur. That I have only one desire, just to take birth amongst the devotees and serve their lotus feet. Janame, janame, I, a abhilas, birth after birth, that is my only desire. So then Krishnadas Babaji looked at the disciples and then he laughed. And Prabhupada laughed. This little conversation continued. Smiling and laughing. Then Prabhupada again became very grave. Again he pointed to the disciples. And he said to Krishnadas Babaji, Tandera Charana Sevi Bhakta Sane Vas Janame Janame Hoi A Abhivas, he repeated that verse. So this actually is the mood of these very great devotees. It's not the mood of Jayadija. So why would that be? The reason is they're not on that level. Generally it's only the inhabitants of Goloka Vrindavan who are on that. The inhabitants of Vaikuntha, they have different types of consciousness. So Jayan Vijay, they have one of the Vaishnava forms of liberation. That is called Salokya Mukti. They have this liberation, the result of which, or the form of which is, they live on the same planet as the Lord. And they are completely into this. They want to be where the Lord is. So if the Lord comes to the material world, they don't mind coming.
Yes, he does.
But if he's not there in the material world, they don't want to be there. They feel that we must be in Vaikuntha. We have to be with him. Yes. So this was the consciousness of
Jayavijaya.
So they didn't mind even taking birth as demons. Just so they could get back to be with the Lord more quickly. And they didn't appreciate this idea of serving the Lord as devotees for seven births in separation. Better three births, even as demons.
Лучше три рождения, даже как демоны.
Then at least we can get back quicker. Bhakti Thakur talks a little bit about Jayavijaya. He says that they made a mistake.
Он говорил, что они сделали ошибку.
This mistake was sort of caused or influenced by their prema. Yes, they love Lord Narayan so much.
Они любили Господа Нараяна так сильно.
And they tell they would see the different moods that Lord Narayan would get into. Sometimes he's very playful. Sometimes he's ruling like a king. Sometimes he's with his wives. Sometimes he likes a fight. So Jayan Vijay would see that sometimes the Lord, in order to have a fight, would descend to the material world and fight a demon. But they would see that these demons, they're not very powerful. They may think they're powerful. They try and attack the Lord very strongly. But they have no strength. That, of all living entities who are not forms of the Lord, we are the most powerful because they are the gatekeepers, the kshatriyas in Vaikuntha. They're very big and very powerful. Yes. So they thought, if anyone is going to be able to give the Lord a good fight, it could only be us. And then they thought, if we, with the consciousness of devotees, if we fight the Lord, then how are we going to really fight? We'll see that we're fighting with our Lord. We don't want to really fight with him. He'll see that we're his devotees. So he won't want to hurt us or certainly not kill us. So then a desire arose in their minds that therefore we should become demons. Then we can actually fight them. And we won't feel bad about it. But rather we'll be fully enthusiastic to fight him as well as we are able. And he will not mind fighting us. Yes. So therefore, maybe we should become demons. This desire, this idea was just sort of sometimes going around in their minds. And eventually the Supreme Lord allowed it to bear fruit. In fact, even though we say, or Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, it was a mistake. But still there's another aspect to it. That is that the Lord himself was actually feeling exactly the same way. I really want to have a good fight. These stupid demons, they can't give me a good fight. But then he saw Jayan Vijay. He understood that they're the only ones who could really fight
with
him. But as devotees, they won't do it. So I'll have to change them into demons. So actually, it was the Lord's desire, ultimately. Some special arrangement so he could have a first-class fight. And therefore, Jiva Goswami explains in Krishna Sandhava that because this was all the arrangement of the Lord, not like a real fall-down. They were not like real, ordinary demons. From one side, it was the Lord's desire. And from the other side, it was their own desire. On the basis of wanting to serve the Lord. Jiva Goswami, he says that, therefore, Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, they didn't have material bodies. They actually had spiritual bodies, and therefore they were really able to fight. So then Jiva Goswami makes some other comments. Why did Lord Narayan not just nullify that curse? Because he's taken a vow to protect his devotees. So Jiva Goswami, he explains that Lord Narayan understood that the four commands, they are not advanced enough. If I just nullify their curse right in front of them, they will doubt me. older. Now they're just coming to Krishna consciousness. Yes, they've just become devotees. So if they have some experience like this, they may not be advanced enough to really understand it. But Jai and Vijay, they are my old devotees. So even if I make them into demons for a little while, but they'll understand.
Даже если я их буду
actually fall down.
И они в действительности не падут.
So therefore the point there is that giant Vijay are more advanced. They're much more advanced than the four
Kumaras.
So then giant Vijay, they became Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu.
И потом Jaya Vijay.
They were killed by Lord Varaha in the case of Hiranyaksha. And of course by Lord Nrsingadeva in the case of Hiranyakashipu. And they became Ravana and Kumbhakarna. But that was in one of the Treta Yugas. So Ravana and Kumbhakarna, they were not nearly as powerful as Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. Because in Treta Yuga, everything is deteriorating. Of course, compared to Kali Yuga, everything is much better. But compared to Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga is much less. Living 100,000 years, people only live 10,000 years. So there is one story about Ravana. The battle with Lord Ram was about to begin. Ravana, he wanted to get as big an army as possible. So he was going around visiting his friends, asking for support. So he went to see one of his brothers named Mahi Ravana. And he told him, you know, I have this problem with this human being, Ram. Actually, he's not to be taken very seriously. But he's got him a bit puffed up and he's trying to challenge me. So I need some help. Give me something. Some of your soldiers. Give me a donation. Give me something to help. So then Mahi Ravana, he told Ravana, yes, I've heard about this Ravana. You say he's just a human being. But I have heard he's Vishnu. And that Sita who you kidnapped is
Lakshmi.
So why don't you just give Sita back to him? Then you don't have to worry about fighting. Actually, that was what everyone had been telling Ravana. Don't fight this Ram, you can't win. Ravana, he didn't like that idea at all. He told Mahi Ravana that you're meant to be my brother. Against me also. What sort of brother are you? So then Mahi Ravana said, all right, don't fly off the handle, I'll give you a donation. So he said, you come with me, I'll give you some gold. So then they went outside and there was one golden mountain. So Mahi Ravana took Ravana. They walked right around that golden mountain. And Ravana was thinking, wow, what a great donation. A good day on Sankirtan. So as they were going around, he noticed that this doesn't look like an ordinary mountain. It looks actually like some manufactured object. And they finally got all the way around. Mahi Ravana, what is this thing actually? Mahi Ravana said, this is an earring. In your last life, as Hiranyaksha, it was your
era.
Or actually, as Hiranyakashipu, it was your
era.
But when you were killed by Vishnu, it was knocked off your head and it fell here. So you should know that this Ram is the same Vishnu. But now you've become so small that you're erring. It looks like a mountain. Don't fight against this Ram. But unfortunately, Ravana, he couldn't take good advice. And he couldn't take the erring because it was too big. So, Jaya Vijaya, first they became Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. Then they became Ravana and Kumbhakarna. Then they became Shishupal and Dantavakra. So, now, in this verse, the point is being made. How someone who has a material body, he thinks he has friends and enemies. In other words, he is conscious of material dualities. So he's not conscious of these dualities. He doesn't see a friend and an enemy. He sees everyone equally. In fact, he doesn't even perceive material things. He only sees the soul in the body. He doesn't really see the body. So now, this is part of the logic why Shishupal was liberated. Because Shishupal, from practically the moment he was born, he is a cousin of Krishna's on almost exactly the same day. So, because they are very intimately related, when Krishna became the son of Nanda and Yashoda, then the news came to the house of the parents of Shishupal. Someone, messenger, came and gave the information. Yeah, Nanda and Yashoda, they also had a son. His parents, they asked, oh, what is his name? The messenger said, his name is Krishna. So Shishupal, he was just lying there somewhere nearby. And he heard this. He heard the name Krishna. And immediately he started screaming. And screaming and screaming. Just wildly. Uncontrollably. His parents tried to pacify him. There was nothing they could do. So he just had a total tantrum. Totally, completely out of control. For a few weeks, he sort of calmed down a little bit. But just like Lord Chaitanya, when the ladies there would come and see him as a baby. So they named him Gaura Hari. He had a golden body. And because when they said to him, Hari, Hari, he became so happy. He'd smile and laugh, wave his hands. He loved it. So whenever there was any mention to Shishupal, even, you know, just people were just talking in his vicinity. Whenever anyone said Krishna, man, Shishupal just completely go berserk. So they pretty quickly they understood that he had a problem with Krishna. So whenever anyone was near him, his parents would tell that person, whatever you do, don't mention Krishna. Over his entire life, he never spoke of anything other than Krishna. Yes. Just totally absorbed in hatred. However, according to this verse and the previous verse, Krishna, of course, does not have a material body.
Кришна нет материального.
He is not conscious in the same ways that people who have material bodies are conscious. Of course, that does not mean that Krishna is ignorant of material things. It's just like illustrating a principle, really. Krishna is just totally unaffected materially. Anyway, in terms of this idea that Narada is presenting here, so the idea is that when Shishupal was talking, I hate Krishna, I don't like Krishna, I don't want to see Krishna, don't tell me anything about Krishna.
Yeah.
Of course, he is everywhere. Living in the heart of Shishupal, Krishna was listening. But because of this point that he is not really conscious of material things, he doesn't care about material things. So all Krishna heard was, Krishna, then some silence. Then Krishna, and some silence. Then
Krishna,
and some silence. He didn't hear the other things. That I don't like. Only Krishna. So in this way, Shishupal got transcendental benefit. And he actually became purified. And because he was just chanting and chanting and chanting, Krishna, 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 then Krishna became a little happy. Not that happy. Like if his name is chanted with love. At least his name was being chanted. So he thought, it's not too bad. Of course, we should not follow in his footsteps. We might think, so difficult to think of Krishna always. But Shishupal, he thought of Krishna always. So maybe it would be easier if I became a demon. Might be easier to remember Krishna in that way than to remember him as a devotee. The thing is, you have to be totally fixed like Shishupal.
No,
he was fully Krishna conscious. Never forgot Krishna for one second. But others who are demons dislike Krishna. Also have some other things on their mind.
No.
The example is given actually of Maharaj Vena. He's described in the fourth canto. He's also a great demon. And he hated God. Made it illegal to worship God. They had to take all the deities out of the temples.
He's
all deities of himself.
Yeah.
But even though he intensely disliked God, interests also. Interested in money and women and so on. So he wasn't completely fixed on God. So therefore, the description is that when he was killed, he was not liberated, but he went to hell. So let us try to become pure devotees. Even Narada, in this chapter, we will see. Narada thinks, I think that this Shishupal is better than me. So fixed on Krishna. He's so fixed, so intensely like that. But better just to stick at devotional service. Hare Krishna. Any comments or questions? Yeah.
You said that.
Anyway, Jiva Goswami says that Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha had spiritual
bodies.
And that the point is made, Ravana was a lot less powerful than Hiranyakashipu. but he still had the same consciousness. Yeah, it's described when he came out to fight personally. So he was the only one left. Everyone else in his army was dead. But he didn't mind. He was still completely fired up to fight. He came out and he saw the number of monkey soldiers he had to fight. So the number is a very vast number. It's a Sanskrit number. It's called One Koti Maha Oga. And it means one followed by 64 zeros. So that's a big number. So someone calculated, if he killed 1,000 monkeys a second, it would take him one day of Brahma to kill all of them. But when he came out and he saw this huge number of monkey soldiers, Ravana, he thought, he was still completely fired up. Any other comment or question? Special extra birth. After that, not only would they go back to Vaikuntha, but as some special mercy for doing such good service, giving the Lord such a good fight, he got elevated also to Goloka Vrindavan. Devotion, there's the one famous story. Krishna was milking the cows and Radharani was coming. And Krishna, you know, when Radharani comes, he normally gets a little dilly. Because of transcendental love. So sometimes he does something similar. But he saw, here comes Radharani again. So today,
I will keep it together. I will not do anything silly. I will just milk the cow.
Yes.
Like this. Nothing is unchosen. There he was.
You want to the cow. Do not cut.
Yes, problem. Completely normal. Radharani walked by. Oh, Krishna. Radharani noticed. Krishna is milking a bull. Krishna and Radharani went fast. And then Krishna noticed. Oh, what happened? I did it again. So, there are spiritual mistakes, but they're not the same as material mistakes at all. They just enhance the transcendental pastimes. That they wanted to become demons. Give up their Krishna consciousness. But it was based on love.
Но это
just wanted to please Krishna so much that they felt prepared to do that sometimes. Krishna wanted them to become demons. Ultimately it was his arrangement. So that's kind of inconceivable.
Это тоже.
That Krishna would allow his devotees to become demons.
So Krishna did.
Hare Krishna.
Śrīla Prabhupāda
Kī Jai. Śrī Caitanya Swāmī Mahārāja Kī Jai.